CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, the nervous sweats have started. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Ari's going to run the desk today and run the show.
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
So don't touch that dial. It could all fall apart. If you hear dead air, no sound, that's all part of it.
If you hear conversations you're not supposed to be hearing, again, it's going to be all part of it. I'm actually so nervous, Adam.
No, you'd be right, man.
Do you want to see the shakes? Usually you have some coffee shakes sometimes.
Do I?
When you've had too much coffee. Yeah,
I just shake in general.
7:38 you get the shakes. I've already got the shakes, but that's just my nervous system kicking in.
Yeah, okay. Fight or flight.
Yeah. Well, this hour, we've got quite a fair bit coming up, actually. At...
You're running the show, bro. Tell us.
Well, we're playing Who Dat with Will Smith. I've got some news for you after we play a 5-second rule. How does that sound?
You got some news. You're beating Martin to it this morning, are you?
Well, not really.
No, he had his 6 o'clock bulletin. Sorry, Martin, we did hear that.
All right. We'll just get into it then. Here we go, Will Smith. Good morning, it's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It is 12 minutes past 6. It's time to wake up, Adam, with a 5-second rule.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Oh, Adam, it is time to really wake up. You going first today?
Yeah, mate, I've got one for you.
Let me just get the timer ready.
We like to challenge each other to name 3 things in 5 seconds. That's how it works. Play along if you're listening as well. We are useless. You can beat us. I believe in you. All right, Ari, I'll ask you first. Yep. In 5 seconds, name 3 national flags with the colour blue on them.
The Dutch one, our one, and New Zealand.
Impressive.
Oh,
You can't give yourself 10 seconds just because you're running your desk. Sort of unfair in a way.
Oh, I'm a bit rough on the desk, Ads. All right, Adam, in 5 seconds, and if you're playing along at home, name 3 dishes that have fish in it.
Baked salmon, salmon pasta, sushi, I suppose, is one, yeah. What dishes do you have in mind?
Tuna mornay, seafood chowder.
Chowder, yeah.
Fish and chips.
I was just thinking of just a pure fish on the plate. Tucking into that. I couldn't think of anything.
Anyway, you probably bet us in that.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Imagine Dragons on CFM's Adam and Ari from breakfast. It's 21 minutes past 6. Adam, you love T-Swizzle.
Yeah, don't mind a bit of T-Swizzle.
You do enjoy a little bit of T-Swizzle. Now, how do you feel about her lyrics and the meaning behind them all?
Well, it depends on the song. I do like that 1989 album or whatever it's called. But, I see you got Bad Blood there on the hotkeys ready to go.
Yeah.
Isn't that about some celeb? See, I'm not really that into that kind of crap.
Okay.
I'm more like, I like the style song and the Wildest Dreams, those ones.
Yeah, you do love Wildest Dreams. Well, how about this? Taylor Swift songwriting course to be offered at university in Texas.
Yeah, right. What, is she involved?
Well, her songs and all her lyrics are involved. I don't know if she'll be personally there.
Yeah.
But, the Taylor Swift songbook will fill a blank space at the University of Texas.
Did you come up with that?
No, it's in the article.
Shame.
Pretty much meaning that T-Swizzle's songs will be read alongside, like, Shakespeare and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty intense, isn't it?
They do a lot of this deep dive study stuff at the universities. I think there's a course for everything now, isn't there?
Well, I don't know. Probably. I haven't gone to uni, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit strange. Like, I know her songs are really good.
How deep can you dive into them? Because they're all, they're pretty simple, aren't they? It's either about a boy or about a celeb.
I think all her songs are about a boy, aren't they?
Yeah. So, it'd be interesting to see how deep they can dive, how much they
can... imagine going to university. University, 2022, all right, we're going to be going through Shakespeare, and now we're going to go through T-Swizzle.
But do you think the same student goes for Shakespeare and T-Swizzle in all their in their units?
No, probably not. I don't know if they can choose what songs that they deep dive into.
Songs?
Like the lyrics?
Which Taylor Swift songs they get to choose. I'm sure it's probably on the curriculum. It's probably set out by the... by the professor.
So if you had to choose a T-Swizzle song that you would deep dive into, it'd probably be Wildest Dreams, hey?
Yeah, or Style.
Okay. Well, there you go. Some T-Swizzle news for you this morning. I bet you Martin Agerton didn't have that one.
No. He will by 6:30. We'll go tell him.
All right. Here is Coldplay. Now, we are talking today on the Facebook page about unpopular opinions. I'm really sorry to Steve, but Coldplay is on now. Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It's 27 minutes past six. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. How are you going over there running that desk?
Oh, I'm a bit nervous still, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to play Who Dat next, though.
Mm.
I do know that that's coming up.
Yeah, well done.
Pretty thrilling. Ding for me. Thank you.
Give yourself a ding and a clap.
Yeah, thank you. I don't have that page open, but that's all right. Yeah. We're playing with Will Smith today. Do you have a favourite Will Smith movie?
The one where he slaps Chris Rock. Nah, come on. Let's leave that.
Everyone's boycotted him for that.
I think mine would have to still be Men in Black the first.
Oh, it is really good, isn't it?
Mm.
One of my favourites still has to be Shark Tale.
Right. Of all the ones, I was not expecting that.
I know, I can't help it. It's just so good. Get your big dummy in and go boom, 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 boom.
Right, of all these films. You're almost 30.
I know, but I just have such good memes. I went on my first date to watch Shark Tale.
Is it a kids' movie? Cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just checking.
It's the memories that go with the movie.
Yes. Why did you go on a date to a kids' movie?
Well, because I was a kid.
Were you?
It came out a long time ago.
So you went on a date when you were like
2004?
Yeah. Yeah. I was 13 in 2004.
Oh, watch out. Me and Samuel Wilcox, you know, when we interviewed, who'd we interview again?
The Hilltop Hoods fella.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
MC.
Yep, same
Suffer.
Boy. Yeah, that's it.
In 2004, I was 13, and I went on a date to the movie Wimbledon. Do you ever remember that? With Kirsten Dunst in it and stuff.
That's so embarrassing.
With Queenie.
So embarrassed for you. I'm turning your mics off.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Adam, girls, just want to play Who Dat on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Smooth.
And boys, welcome to Cole as well for this comp.
All right.
Inclusive.
Let's play.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat? Who Dat?
Who Dat? I can't tell the difference.
Yes, indeed. We're going to play Who Dat now. We're going to play three audio clips, and you've got to tell us which of the three is Will Smith this morning, A, B, or C. If you get it right, you will go into the draw for $150 to spend with Jensen's Quality Metalworks on a flue clean and wood heater assessment, plus a Thai Imperial food feast to the value of $50, double prize this week.
All right, listen up. Here are your clips. Here is clip A.
When you give so much of yourself and you give your all, it's a betrayal that is irreparable.
Is that Will Smith?
As hip-hop artists, we got to figure out, well, what is that thing for us? Mm-hmm. Because it starts to become inauthentic.
Or was it clip B? Or is it clip C?
Your boy Captain America over here. You know, he's just really excited, and he has no clue why we're here.
1-300-655-922 is Will Smith. Clip A, B, or C? I'll play him again.
When you give so much of yourself, and you give your all, it's a betrayal. That is irreparable.
And clip B.
As hip-hop artists, we got to figure out, well, what is that thing for us? Mm-hmm. Because it starts to become inauthentic.
Clip C.
Your boy Captain America over here. You know, he's just really excited, and he has no clue why we're here.
All righty, 1-300-655-922. We're playing Who Dat?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're playing Who Dat. We have got Christine from Georgetown on the line. All right, I'll play those clips for you one more time. Here's clip A.
When you give so much of yourself and you give your all, it's a betrayal that is irreparable.
And clip B.
As hip-hop artists, we got to figure out, well, what is that thing for us? Because it starts to become inauthentic.
And clip C.
Your boy Captain America over here. You know, he's just really excited, and he has no clue why we're here.
All right, Christine, which one is the real Will Smith?
I reckon C. Yeah.
Correct, Christine.
Oh, wow, I've won, haven't I? Oh, my God. I've won so many times, I won.
No, you've done it.
Oh, my God, congratulations, Christine. Oh.
You're in the draw for a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for the flue clean and wood heater assessment, and you're in the draw for a Thai Imperial food feast to the value of $50. Clip A was Shaggy, clip B was Andre 3000, and clip C, there you go, Will Smith.
Oh, thank you.
Well
thank
done.
You very much.
Well done, Christine. Hang there and we'll grab your details.
Listen anywhere, anytime. iHeartRadio.
It's time for history.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Today, the 31st of August, we're going to have a look at it in history. It was on this day in 1848. Charles Dickens, remember him?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Didn't he write books and stuff?
Yeah, remember he? Remember Scrooge?
Yeah.
The ghosts? We discussed this very recently.
Yeah, the past, present, future or something ghost. Yeah, that's it.
And it's called?
Christmas
past. A Christmas Carol. But he had a newspaper called The Daily News, and it became the first newspaper ever to print daily weather forecasts.
Really?
Hello, you there, boy.
Me, sir?
Yes, you, my good fella. What is today?
Why, it's 13 and partly cloudy, sir.
That's Scrooge getting the weather forecast there.
Was that you?
No, it's Scrooge. On this day in 1987, Michael Jackson's Bad video premiered. You'll have to fade that one out, Ari.
Thank you.
It's part of the sort of job.
Yeah, no worries, Adam.
It was on this day in the year 2000, Virgin Australia, then at the time called Virgin Blue, did its first ever flight in Australia from Brisbane to Sydney.
Very cool.
Pretty sure at the time we only had Qantas for a brief period there.
Do love Qantas.
Maybe though. Rex in the regions.
Yeah.
But as we remember, right, Anne said?
No, I don't. The only reason why I know that is because you've got a beanie.
Oh, yeah. And on this day in 2018, the A Star Is Born film remake with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga premiered.
What a romantic movie.
I remember very much enjoying it. I was late to the Gaga train.
Yeah.
This put me onto the Gaga train.
So and now you can't get off?
I was a naysayer right up to 2018. I was like, that's a great movie. I even had to consult my friend Smutty Sam. I had to sit him down. I'd be like, Smutty, I think I'm becoming a normie. I enjoyed that new Star Is Born film.
Never thought I would have seen the day.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning,
Slick.
Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Welcome to the end of August, the last day today, the last day of winter.
It.
You
oh
realise?
Oh, my God.
Springtime tomorrow.
And the sun is out and it's looking glorious. Oh, get the jet skis out.
We don't have jet skis. We're poor blue-collar people.
Oh, sorry, Adam. Oh, my God, we got lots coming up this hour. We're going to catch up with Joe O'Malley from Westside Pharmacy. He's going to be shaving, well, actually the girls at Westside Pharmacy are going to be shaving their hair, and he's going to be colouring his hair, so we'll find out a bit more about it before 8. It's all going to Cancer Council, I know that, so that's exciting to find out when, where, how we can donate, how we can help. We've got Word Sanger on the way. We've got dog news. Oh, froth a bit of dog news. And up next, we're going to be talking about bands that you just... And, you know, an unpopular opinion that you just don't really like.
Bands that everyone loves, though.
Yeah.
Bands that everyone loves but you don't like. Come clean. Just admit it. So
yeah.
I've got a big one, a big bombshell.
Oh, you do have a big bombshell.
I don't, and I'm sorry about this. I know that everyone else loves them. I'm aware of this. This is what it's all about this morning.
No, don't tell anyone, Adam. Don't tell it. We'll do it next, okay?
Okay,
all
that's
right.
Fine.
Here, what band he absolutely hates that we all love. Up next, this is Rihanna.
Do you have one? Do you hate anyone?
I do, but you already know it's you too.
Ah, oh, that's right, it is you too.
It's not a secret, damn you too.
Doesn't count, everyone hates them.
Good morning, it's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It's 13 minutes past 7. You can turn the music up if it's a band we like.
Yeah, so we're talking this morning about your unpopular opinion. Which band do you hate that everyone loves? Can I just say to the U2 fans, I was just joking, not everyone hates U2. In fact, there's a couple of U2 songs that I am right behind. I think a brilliant song. Sunday, Bloody Sunday, that's a great song.
Yeah, okay.
It's just that
one album for me, but you can join in on the conversation on our Facebook page at CFM Burnie and CFM Devonport. Lots of comments coming in. But first of all, we need to get to this breaking news, Adam. What is your unpopular opinion? What band do you absolutely hate?
Well, and I don't know anyone that doesn't like them except Sally, who's written in with the same answer. ABBA.
Mamma Mia.
Just, something about
Mama
it. Just
Mamma Mia.
Find them really irritating.
Why?
I don't know. I realise that everyone else absolutely adores them. I can't help it. I can't help
Adam.
How I feel.
No.
Now, can I just say as well, a lot of people are saying Nickelback. It's got to be a band that everyone loves. I think Nickelback are like the most hated band on the planet.
All right, how about this one? Steve, Sharon and Meek have all said Coldplay.
You were all yellow.
I don't mind. find Coldplay. I like it.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
No, I think I'm right behind that answer, as well as Bon Jovi was mentioned too. I'm not a big fan of the Jove.
No? Okay. No. Well, Josh has said Wonderwall.
No.
Oh, Oasis, sorry. I like Wonderwall.
I don't mind a couple of Oasis tracks, but the Gallagher brothers are jerks, though.
Okay, so you hate the people.
It makes them easy. It makes them easy to hate a little bit because of their attitude. We have had a couple of people say AC/DC too. We'll keep that down and make sure Martin doesn't hear.
Just whisper with that one, otherwise Martin will seriously cut sick.
Gary's actually said AC/DC since Brian Johnson joined them. Despite my best efforts with him hiding under his cap and no neck as well, I still don't really know what he looks like. And horrible voice. Gary getting stuck right in to the Akadaka.
Yeah, a few people have said Red Hot Chili Peppers, Adam.
Yeah.
Quite a few people. And Nikki doesn't like Red Hot Chili Peppers. Who else doesn't like
Christy
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Christy said, I hate Red Hot Chili Peppers with a passion. Their music actually makes me mad if I hear it. Christy, I'm so sorry. They're in heavy rotation at the moment. A couple of surprising ones. April, not as bad as such, but Kylie Minogue cannot stand her voice or her music. That's a surprising one.
I'll just play a bit for you.
Sorry, April.
Sorry, April, this one's for you.
But this is what we're looking for, beloved people that you just don't like, you know, me with ABBA. Chrisandra has said Silverchair, another surprising one.
Oh, that is surprising. Now, probably the funniest comment I think that's come up on our Facebook page, CFM 30, CFM Devonport, is Rachel Lee, I dare someone to say Pearl Jam.
No one's dared yet.
No one.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, home of the Ning Ning Nong controversy.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM.
Good morning, it's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It's 24 minutes past 6. What? 7? 8? What?
7:24. Do you want me to press the intro there? We'll just keep the show running.
I was trying to say, do it so I could be like ex-girlfriend like a dog.
Yeah, but that's not what came out.
No.
Let's just keep going. Don't look back. It's all in the past. Got dog-related news and activities right now. An emaciated dog found wandering the streets of Bali is receiving desperately needed attention after Australian animal lovers donated hundreds of dollars to help. Weighing just 13.8 kilos at the time of his rescue, Baxo weighed half of what is expected for a Labrador-sized dog. Baxo was starving and in desperate need of help when he was first spotted by Australian fitness influencer Beck Crossley. I was going back from the gym, she said, and I saw this really skinny dog. I started crying when I first saw him. It was the worst condition physically that I've seen a Bali dog in. His owners were broke due to the severe tourism downturn, which occurred due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and they've been unable to afford treatment for him. They love their dog, but they didn't know how to reach out for help, Miss Crossley said. His owner kept reaching in her pocket and saying, no money, no money. And I said, that's okay, we will fund this. So the pair rushed the dog to Sunset Vet in Kuta. And despite the surgery offering discounted treatment for stray animals, the bill soon exceeded $500. He was found to be suffering from three illnesses, a blood parasite, a bacterial infection and distemper, with the latter to require ongoing care. Miss Crossley and her partner Jessie Kelly then turned to a Facebook group and asked for help. Getting hit with the full bill was a little confronting. We're trying to work for the greater good and not overextend with just one animal, Jessie said, because the two actually moved to Bali to help the welfare of animals.
Aww.
So they're trying to look after a lot of animals, to spend all that money on one would stop them being able to help many animals.
Yeah.
So I'll put a post up on the Bali Bogans Facebook page asking people to send donations to Sunset Vet, and within half an hour they already had the money, the $500, thanks to donations. We were just blown away at the generosity of people on that page, and just the love of Australians for dogs really shone through. So the donations have now exceeded $500, so the extra funds will be put towards the animal welfare work undertaken by a group called Jet Set Pets.
So you could say that, what is it? All is well and ends well.
You could say something like that.
Dog
yeah,
news.
Close enough.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
something.
Alrighty, it's your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants. You'll love gardening after a visit to Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days. To win that voucher, you've got to be in the draw by playing Word Sanger. Our phone number is 1-300-655-922. Our word machine, Theo, will give you two words, and you've got to guess the word that goes in the middle of those two words to make up the Word Sanger. This is a rollover from yesterday, so perhaps you already know the clue.
Maybe you do, but if you don't, Theo, what were your words from yesterday?
Your words for today are black and light.
And just before we get too excited, here are some wrong guesses from yesterday.
What do you think, Judy?
Night.
Black night, night light. No, I'm sorry, Judy. What do you think goes in the middle?
Is it white?
Black, white, white, light. No, I'm afraid it's not.
No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
So it's not white. And it's not night.
Black something, something light. We're looking for that something.
1-300-655-922. We're playing Word Sanger.
Listen anywhere, anytime.
iHeartRadio. Good morning. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're playing Word Sanger. Hang on a second.
Something.
What was the word again? Sorry, Kristen.
Hang on a second, here we go. Adam's looking at me like I'm very confused with what's going on here. Let's go to the phone. 1-300-655-922. We're playing Word Sanger. On the line, we've got Josh from Somerset. All right, Theo's going to give you those words again.
Your words for today are black and light.
All righty, Joshy boy. What is the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger?
Sky.
Ooh.
Black sky, skylight. Sorry, Josh.
No, it's not. Sorry, Josh. Have a good day.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye. Kristen from Devonport is on the line to play Word Sanger. Alrighty, what do you think the word is that goes in the middle of the Sanger?
Head.
What was the word again? Sorry, Kristen.
Head.
Head. Black head, headlight. Oh, that's a good guess, but it's not what we're after, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Sorry. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hi, Nikki.
Nikki, and where are you from?
Latrobe.
Nikki from Latrobe is having a crack at this Word Sanger. All right, Nikki, I'll give you those words again.
Your words for today are black and light.
Black and light. What do you think the word is that goes in the middle of the Sanger?
Is it sky?
Black sky, skylight, no. I'm so sorry, Nikki.
Sorry, it's not. Have a wonderful day. Keep going.
You're the anchor, you're the show, right? You're running the show there, Ari. Would you like to roll it over to tomorrow?
We've got let's roll it over to tomorrow because I'm panicking.
Okay.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
This Saturday at 1 o'clock down at Westside Pharmacy in the car park, there's a big event going on. There'll be a shave, there'll be a colour. It's all for a good cause. It's to help raise money for Cancer Council Tasmania. Joe and Kylie from Westside Pharmacy are on with us. Morning, guys.
Hi.
Morning, guys.
So good morning.
Who's shaving, who's colouring? What's the lowdown?
So Kylie, myself, and Shanae are shaving.
And I'm going to dye my hair bright pink because as a guy, I think if you shave your head, it's not really an act of courage. It's all over and done within about 4 weeks and you've got your hair back.
Exactly.
I was going to ask, but you've answered my question anyway. So, okay, so you're going pink.
Absolutely. I'm going to bleach my hair on Friday and then dye it pink over the top just so it really pops.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, my God, I love that. And, Kylie, your hair's quite long at the moment, so this is going to be a huge change.
Yes, yeah, it will be. It's been growing for quite a long time, so I don't think I've had a haircut for a couple of years at least, so...
Wow, so you're going to have quite a cold head. Do you have some beanies, like, lined up, ready to go?
Yes, my mum's been busy getting people to knit me some beanies, and a friend here at work bought me a nice Groot hat.
Oh, beautiful.
So you're all set. What led to the decision to do this?
It was just a good cause. We wanted to do a health promotion here at work and I thought, well, we might as well turn it into a good fundraiser while we're going.
Yeah, that's amazing. And are we donating the hair that's getting cut off?
No, we're not.
Yeah.
But, hopefully we'll raise some good funds to do some research and go to other good causes.
Amazing. So, Joe, tell us about what's happening on the day at 1 p.m. at Westside Pharmacy.
All right, so it's going to happen outside. So let's hope the weather gods are with us, but it looks like they will be.
Yeah.
We've got some food that's going to be put on by the local Rotary Club.
Oh, beautiful.
Not for a fee, of course. I don't want to imply that it's complimentary. We've got some music being supplied, I think, by you guys, but also we've got somebody else playing music as well.
Yeah.
There's going to be some prizes. There's guess the number of pink jelly beans in the jar, and there's a substantial prize for that. And more importantly, they're all going to see me dye my hair pink.
Yeah.
It's a big day, big event. So how much are you hoping to raise, and how much have you raised so far?
Well, so far we're sitting at online on our fundraising page. We've got just over $1,200.
Wow.
Yeah, and we've also got a tin here at work which has a substantial amount of money in it. Not sure exactly the amount in there. We've set a goal for $2,000, but I think we can do better than that. So,
yeah.
Already well on the way.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So where can everyone donate right now if they're listening, already at work or at home or, eating breakfast? Where can they go to donate?
So they can go to the Do It For Cancer and search up Kylie Dobson or Westside Pharmacy and donate on there. They can also come in store, and we've got a donation tin in here, or they can come along on Saturday.
Yep,
come
amazing.
Come along on Saturday and witness the event.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Be there to see it in person. Take some money, fun, games, entertainment. And all the information is also on the Facebook page that you guys have created, the event Do It For Cancer. And you can just search up Westside Pharmacy and it pops up. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for checking in.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning. Oh, the end of winter. Welcome to the end.
Yeah, welcome to the end. Also, if you're just joining us now, I've been running the show today, so that's why it's been an S show.
Yeah,
very appreciated to you, Adam. I haven't pressed the buttons in so long. My heart is pounding. I'm shaking.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's okay. We can do scary things. Hey, we've got lots coming up this hour. Before 9 a.m, we'll be catching up with Ben Hughes from Men's Table. There's an event coming to Burnie in September, so we'll hear more about that. When, where, why, what's happening with it, and why men should be involved with it. We're playing Chorus Kings for your chance to win the birthday book. Talking more about the controversial topic on our Facebook page, CFM Devonport, CFM Burnie. Unpopular opinions, what band you hate that everybody else loves.
Some real surprising ones coming in, but that's what it's all about.
Exactly, and I still can't believe that you hate ABBA.
Well, there's more people have been saying, it's good to know this morning
that you're not alone.
That other people are also irritated by ABBA. It's not just, because I've always just thought I'm weird, but there's a few other people that have gotten right behind me, and I appreciate that, Northwest Coast.
Adam is frothing it. So joining the conversation before we get to it, and up next, we're going to join the CFM Street Team out and about on the streets. Where they're going to be.
Caden's going to be at Mitre 10 Smithton. Renner will be at Sprayton IGA. Go there now. Find the freebies. Do it now, please.
All right, here's Becky Hill and David Guetta just to get you warmed up with those freeze dogs. Do you remember where they are at CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast? 13 minutes past 8. It's time to cross over to CFM Street Team.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Alrighty, let's check in with Renner first. Renner, what up? What you got? Where are you, player?
Happy Wednesday. Okay, do you want to say hi to the radio?
Hi.
What's your name, darling?
Zali.
Hi, I'm Roman.
Beg, I've got friends already.
Zali and Roman, hello.
G'day.
They're asking if how are you?
Oh, good. We're well.
Good.
Cool. They are good. Good, good, good. All right, guys, I'm here at Sprayton IGA with some exciting news. The team at Sprayton IGA have pushed purple to the limit for Cadbury's 100-year celebration. So, Sprayton IGA had a promotion, buy 3 family blocks of Cadbury chocolate and go in the draw to win a massive 10-kilo block of chocolate. How cool is that? It's like same as my height.
It would be, you are quite short.
Yeah, and today we are going to draw the winner for the massive 10 kilo block of chocolate. That's 10 kilo. Wow. We will post the winner on our Facebook page, CFM Devonport, so watch that space. Meanwhile, come and see me. I've got lots of freebies today thanks to Sprite and IGA. I love, love, love chocolate. Do you wanna say hi?
Hi.
Hello, guys. Hi. Go and see us. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. Alrighty. It's time to check in with Caden.
Not quite there yet. Sorry, guys.
Morning, Caden. Where you at?
Morning, guys. Happy hump day. This morning, you can find me at Alma Mater Tina here in Smithton, where they have friendly and reliable staff who can help you get the job done. Whether you're building a new deck, working on a DIY project, or renos around the home, make sure you check out their paint department for their Colour with Confidence guarantee. And heads up, it's Father's Day this weekend, so if you need a gift for Father's Day, the team here at Alma Mater Tina in Smithton have got you sorted with the perfect gift for Dad. Don't forget to jump online or enter in-store for the Mighty Helpful Community Awards. Chance to win a $100 Mater Tina gift card up for grabs. I'm here at the other hardware store in Alma Mater Tina here in Smithton. Now, on board the Sea Cruiser, of course, you've got your CFM show bags with your flavoured milk. We've got the iced coffee flavour, espresso, mocha and chocolate flavour, all thanks to Better Milk. Your Williams wraps, the only Tasmanian-made wraps. Don't settle for mainland imports. Buy local and support local. Plus, your Friends with Benefits key tags and some other goodies on board the cruiser this morning. So make sure you pop by and see me. I'm going to be down here at Alma Mater 10 in Smithton for the next 10 minutes or until the Coast Best free stuff is gone. Alma Mater 10 here in Smithton is where you need to come to. Hey, it's a CFM cruiser powered by Harvey Norman Burning Electrical, the king of big screen TVs.
Oh, go, K-Dog. All right, up next, the birthday book.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Birthday to me.
It is time for the birthday book. All these shout outs have been submitted through cfmtaz.com.au and are all in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Peppermint Parties. It's all thanks to Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. They've got marquees, photo booths, and lots more.
Happy birthday to Kyson Smith from Wynyard. Happy birthday to you, Kyce. We hope you have the best day ever, mate. Love you to the moon and stars. Ooh. From Mummy, Liam, Michaela, Mason, Zayden, Willow, and Isla.
Mia Jane from Sheffield, happy biggest, happy 7th birthday, Mia Jane. We are so proud of the loving young girl you are. Love, Mum, Chris and Clay.
Jason Timms from Burnie, happy 40th birthday, Timsy. Today you celebrate being 20 twice. From all the Barrys at Upper Burnie Mowers.
Matthew Kevin Dunn from Burnie, happy 13th birthday, Maddie. Welcome to the teen years. Love you to the moon and back. Love, honey.
Hunter Heights from Devonport. Happy birthday, Hunter. Hope you have a fantastic day. Love from Jordan and Lincoln.
Another one for you, Hunter, from Devonport. Happy birthday, buddy. We hope you have a special day. Lots of love, Auntie Simone and Uncle Neil.
Another one for Hunter. Whoa. Hyde from Devonport. Happy birthday, Hunter. Have a great day. Love from Sophie, Maddie, Grace and Claire.
Happy birthday to Jason Timms from Burnie. Hey, Timsy! Happy 40th birthday.
And Rory Smith from Railton. Cheers to you on another trip around the sun. Happy birthday, Rory. Lots of love from Dad, Cass, Tyler and Nan.
You can get your submissions in for the rest of the week at cfmtaz.com.au. Up next, we're talking more about unpopular opinions, which band you hate that everybody loves.
Oh.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It's 26 minutes past 8. We're talking today on the Facebook page. Unpopular opinions. Which bands do you hate that everybody else loves?
Yeah, you can also call us 1-300-655-922 with your unpopular opinion. A few people have said Foo Fighters. I've got to say, I didn't used to like Foo Fighters, but I sort of love them now. I've grown into them.
Oh.
I think there's something about Dave Grohl, the singer and songwriter of Foo Fighters, because he was in Nirvana. Everyone's a bit snobby.
Oh,
a bit
yeah.
Like, nah, it's not as good as Nirvana. How could you? But I grew into them a bit. I didn't used to like them. Now I sort of love them.
As you're growing with age.
They got some good stuff in their catalogue. Let's all relax, all right?
Yeah. Hey, I've got one for you, Adam, yep. That I actually forgot until we just played Pink. Sometimes I can't hack Pink.
Yeah.
I think it got played a lot when I was growing up on the, like, I mean a lot.
Yeah.
On the radio when I was growing up. And sometimes I prefer to skip her songs.
Some of them sound the same. Also, she sings an awful lot about drinking.
Mm.
Bit of a one-trick pony.
So, yeah. I mean, I do like that new one, but I don't know, some of the old stuff.
Yeah, of course,
like,
that one we just played, brilliant.
Yeah.
Kath has written in Ed Sheeran. Actually, a couple of people have said Ed Sheeran. Kath has said, Ed Sheeran, what a punce. Can't stand him. So fake. Steals other people's music. Like, really vicious from Kath this morning.
Wow. Getting revved up in this bloody Facebook topic.
Catherine, now I don't mind Taylor Swift, as we said earlier, but Catherine has raised a good point, raised good criticisms for Taylor Swift here. Mm. Not a band, but Taylor Swift. All of her music is about the same thing. I love him. He loves someone else, or he broke my heart, or woe is me, everyone stop bullying me. It is a little bit like that, and she's a bit too old for it, I think, now.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I mean, everyone at that university in Texas is going to have to learn all about her songs.
And a surprising one from Angela, Midnight Oil. Angela doesn't like Midnight Oil, and heaps of people this morning was not expecting this.
So many.
A lot of people can't stand AC/DC.
Oh, Martin in the newsroom is going to be mortified.
I just pray to the radio lord that he's not listening right now, but... but we're looking for unpopular opinions, so it turns out you can't say AC/DC because a lot of people said that, so it's not an unpopular opinion, it turns out.
Not at all. Right, up next we're playing Chorus Kings. Get the phone number ready, 1-300-655-922.
The only streaming app you need.
iHeartRadio. Doja Cat on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Good morning.
This morning we're talking about your unpopular opinion when it comes to music. Which band do you hate that everyone else loves? We've had a second person write in and say Kylie Minogue.
Damn.
Sally has said Kylie Minogue, worst live concert ever. So it sounds like Sally maybe used to like her, or she went to the concert.
Yeah, and then got scarred for life. Mm. Anyway, the real concert is happening right here for Chorus Kings.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Rightio, your chance now to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. They are local like us. All you got to do is call the phone, 1-300-655-922, and give us the part of the song that comes after the part that we're about to play.
Okay, here we go. Here's the part of the song. Seen them on the list.
No, people love them. Yeah. Are we saying who it is? Blink 182. People love them.
1-300-655-922. Here it is again.
Say it ain't so, I will not go.
What comes next?
All right, 1-300-655-922.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We are playing Chorus Kings on 1-300-655-922. We've got Tegan from Penguin to play. Here we go.
Say it ain't so, I will not go.
Go, Tegan.
Turn the lights off. Carry me home.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Hey, can we get some, Tegan, can we get some na-na-nas?
Na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, Tegan.
All right, let's check the tape.
Turn the lights off.
Go, Tegan, congratulations. Adam, what is she in the draw for?
Tegan, you're in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. We'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawn.
Thank you so much.
Well done, Tegan. Hang there, we'll grab your details. Alrighty, up next we are catching up with Ben Hughes from the Men's Table to give us all the details about the event that's coming to Burnie.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. The Men's Table is coming to Burnie on the 13th of September. To tell us more, co-founder of the Men's Table is on the phone with us, Ben Hughes. Morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
Doing well, thank you.
Could you take us through what the Men's Table is and how you founded it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, things weren't going very well for me in early 2011, and I found out I had no good men to talk to, really. So I was at a business networking meeting. I stood up at the end of it and said, I'm going to start a men's group. Who's interested? And we started meeting in June 2011 in Sydney in a private room, cheap Italian restaurant upstairs. And we started talking about what was going on for us, and I really talking about it. Then in 2019, one of the guys who sat at that group, and the group was 12 men, same 12 men who met once a month, same place, same time, same day of the month. He called me and he said, hey, we should do more of this. you know, men could do with some a place to be really heard and to talk about what's going on with other men. So we started doing it. We wrote down a list of kind of guidelines of how we operate, and started building tables or putting tables together. And as of last week, we've just started table 70. So this thing is going nuts.
So you catch up and you build the table and talk while you're building the table, or is
We don't build a table. So when I say build a table, we start a table. A table is a place where you sit and have a meal. We don't build the table. Sorry, that's
just to clarify for the coast. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, it's where they sit and have a cheap meal together and have a beer or two. And talk about what's really going on. So we use the table as a bit of a metaphor for a kind of a talking place, really.
Yeah, wonderful. So what do men come along? What type of men? Like anyone?
Yeah, look, you'd be surprised. All sorts of men come along. Our biggest group of men is between 44 and 55.
Wow.
And, you know, all sorts of men. Our youngest member... He's 20, which we don't get many 20-year-olds, and our oldest member is 93.
That's amazing.
It's really good because we get a whole wide range of men coming to talk about what's going on. So we don't just cater for kind of the older demographic. It's a lot of stuff that goes on, and we always say that, you know, men don't have to have something bad going on for them, but they might just need to connect with somebody. They might have moved to Burnie from interstate. They might have even moved from Hobart and are finding it hard to meet people. Or they might, like me, move from overseas. I mean, I moved here to Australia 31 years ago. I've now lived in lovely Lonnie for 14 months and just loving Tasmania. But I would have struggled to meet people if I didn't have that, if I wasn't sitting at a table.
Yeah, definitely, especially in winter at the moment. So what a great opportunity to get everyone together to sit around and have a good chat and meet new friends.
Yeah, absolutely. We know how important it is for men to actually do that. Men can be a little bit socially lazy sometimes, and they don't foster those male relationships. And quite often it might be the female in their life who is the person who's going, oh, maybe you should get out and meet a few more people. Women can do that quite naturally, where men will often, you know, not foster that, not and fail to kind of make those male friendships. They're like, how do I actually call that bloke and say, hey, let's go and have a beer? Because it sounds a bit weird, right? But here's your chance to do this. We don't charge any membership fee. There's no ongoing fees for the men's table. The only cost to the man is the cost of the meal and a couple of beers if he chooses to have a couple of beers.
Yeah, how cool. So whereabouts in Burnie is it happening on the 13th?
Yeah, at the Beach Hotel, so on the front there. On the 13th of September.
Yep.
And the best place to find out about this is from our website. So it's all one word, themenstable.org, O-R-G, themenstable.org. Click the Get Involved button and you'll actually find the Burnie, we call it an entree. So this is our information night, and there's no obligation to hang around if you think it's not for you. But we do get about 90% of men who attend one of our information nights going, yep, this is great, I'm in. So we're really building a strong community of men in Burnie.
Yeah, definitely.
And if people can't make it on Tuesday the 13th, do you do online ones, or will there be more coming to the Northwest Coast in the future?
Yeah, look, we do online ones. Once a fortnight, we do an entree. So if you can't make the 13th, again, click that website and have a look. And you can do something that will be online, and then we can introduce you to the Burnie men. And there will be a group of men. We've already got some really strong bookings for the 13th. It will be capped at 16 men in the room. I'm very excited about it. We've had a lot of interest, a lot of support from some of your local politicians, and a lot of interest on the dreaded Facebook as well.
Yeah, definitely. And just quickly on the conversations that might happen, so there's some guidelines. So are there things that you definitely don't talk about at the table?
Men can talk about whatever they like, but one of our guidelines are fairly strong about confidentiality.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is heard at the table can't be repeated. We ask men to commit to turn up to 9 out of the 12 tables or meetings a year. So commitment's really important, right? We live in a world where if you don't like something, you just don't give it a second chance. But we ask men to commit because that builds up trust and that builds up friendship. No fixing is another big win, a big one, and that is really about the ability to sit and listen to somebody else's story without saying, you know what you should do, mate? You know what you should do?
Yeah.
Or saying something like, oh, you think that's bad? You should hear what happened to me.
Yeah, so no one-upping either.
No one-upping. Yeah. You know, it's just a place to be heard. That's the big thing, yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's amazing.
And to listen, yeah. So Tuesday the 13th is happening at the Beach Hotel. More info at themenstable.org. Ben Hughes, the co-founder of The Men's Table, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And look, this is important work. We know men can often find themselves just sitting on the couch with no connection. So please come along on the 13th and just give us a try.
Yes, and remember, if you are struggling, you can call Lifeline at any time, 13 11 14.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. It's Wednesday. Welcome.
It is Wednesday. Happy hump day. We're getting everyone revved up today. On our Facebook pages, CFM Bernie and CFM Devonport. Unpopular opinions, which bands do you hate that everybody else loves? Adam, what have you got for me?
Quite a few surprising ones coming in this morning, which is what it's all about, because most people love him, but you just can't stand him for whatever reason. Hayden can't stand Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, no. No.
Kelly's written in Roxette.
Okay, not sure about that one.
You don't know who they are?
No.
Probably. And Raylene, not a band, but Billie Eilish. You're killing me, Raylene. Love some Eilish.
No, Raylene, get out. You know Zach Weeks from Zach Weeks Entertainment.
Everyone knows Zach Weeks from Zach Weeks Entertainment. Before you say, when I go out and they go, oh, you're from CFM, the first thing people say is, I know Zach Weeks. That's what they say. Everyone says that.
They actually do. Anyway, every time we go watch him perform, I always ask him to play Horses, right?
Yep.
He hates it. He hates that song. Apparently it's like a thing with musicians. They just hate playing it out and about. Guess where it played?
Where?
At Agfest.
It played?
It played, yep. The marching band played at the Agfest, and I was in my element.
It's probably like a Freebird thing that people shout at bands all the time when they're playing. You probably hear it all the time, Horses, Freebird.
Yeah, just play it.
Yeah, but it's not how it works with musicians.
So I've got an unpopular opinion because I like that song, and everybody else seems to not want to play it.
Yeah, the musicians, the cover musicians maybe, but I think most people like it. No one said Daryl Braithwaite this morning, so
yeah,
I think you're fine.
Yeah, so good. Woo! All right, we've got more music on the way. Jax Jones and Dua Lipa, Break My Heart, which everyone's doing right now on the Facebook page to Martin Ackerton, not like an hack attack.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
Radio, you've got today and tomorrow to vote for your favourite primary school teacher on the northwest coast. So get voting now. Time is running out. We're closing the votes tomorrow. So that's your final day. Head to cfmtas.com.au. Just by voting, you'll be in the draw to win $1,000 to spend with IGA Tasmania.
And because you can only vote once per day this year, if you want your teacher to win, you need to tell more people to vote. That's how it's going to work for your teacher to win. The winning teacher will walk away with a $1,000 Harvey Norman gift card. Every student in that winning class will also receive a $50 Harvey Norman gift card to splash some cash, get themselves a treat. And, make sure your vote counts and tell as many people as possible so that your teacher wins. Adam, we were looking at the stats yesterday. There's a few schools. There's three or four schools that are very, very close.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth voting. It's very tight right now. CFMTAS.com.au. CFM's Apple for the Teacher. All thanks to Harvey Norman Devonport, Hampton Peters Real Estate, IGA Tasmania and Shearwater Roofing.
The only streaming app you need, iHeartRadio.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Done for your hump day. What an S show.
You think so? I can run the desk tomorrow and run the show if you like. So what you want?
Yes, Adam, please help me.
You've given up. If you give up, you'll never learn.
I know, but I'll run. phone again on Tuesday next week.
Oh, I look forward to that. Tune in next Tuesday.
For another S show. Absolutely love it. It's just a bit chaotic over here. So much going on, Adam. So many buttons to press. And then I get all hot and sweaty and nervous.
Yeah. Well, not me, but yeah,
not
you.
Yeah, you. Yeah, but you're so quick and cool at it.
Exactly. No, I'm pretty good.
Anyway, it'll be a regular show tomorrow. Adam will be back behind the desk, and I'll be sitting over there just chilling. And you got Fishy Boy for your Workday Hits up next.
Jerry Shears, Boss Man, yeah.
Yeah, enjoy. Drizzle.
That's it.
All right, catch you later.
Don't need to say anything else. Just let them go to the Workday Hits.
Bye.